Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
E-T-I-F Radio. Hello, good evening, and remain indoors. This is the quiz broadcast, coming to you every Friday, the same day as your food parcels. So chow down on a protein fudge, take whatever injections are recommended in your sector, and prepare to enjoy the show!
Coming to you live, whoops, a bit too loud, from internet station TGIF. This is TGIF Radio.
Yes, we got him!
Say goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. And hello to,
He just fucking opened up with Disturbed.
Down with the sickness.
Yes, it's 2007 again. Aren't you happy? We're worried it's H1N1 sweeping the nation.
It just opens up. Oh, wow. Dude, holy shit, that's amazing.
I probably should have waited a little bit, but hey, it's okay.
Dude, that's phenomenal.
Bringing back the classics. Didn't these guys, don't they like the head chickens on stage or something, or am I confusing them with Alice Cooper?
I think it's Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh!
No, that's the dude that eats bats.
Oh. And we're confusing our animal mutilators. Sorry, animal mutilators!
Maybe it was Rammstein. They do weird shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, Disturbed just covered Sound of Silence, and it's phenomenal.
It's awesome.
Oh, I thought they did that like a year ago.
Yeah, it was probably a year ago.
That was a year ago.
They just did it.
Yeah, it was just recently. I don't know. The days and years are blurring together now. Is this what getting older feels like?
This is what getting older feels like.
Pretty soon,
welcome.
Pretty soon, society will just break down so much that you're not even going to need calendars anymore. It might as well be like, what's March? It's not here. March doesn't exist
anymore.
It's
not real. Just like, oh shit, I broke it.
Whoa, it came right out of the stand. That was awesome. How did you do that?
Okay, I fixed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared pulled the mic arm directly out of... I'm hearing some buzzing now.
I'm a fucking animal.
Oh, it's okay. Wait. Nope, the buzzing's gone.
Yeah, I don't hear shit.
And we're back.
Oh, my God.
So how long until the government collapses? I hope it's soon.
With how they're running it,
Because I know how to hunt and fish. And, that's all you need.
Hey, if the government collapses, though, you don't get your free money.
If the government collapses, I won't need money.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The new money is going to be, like, pine cones and leaves.
No, it's going to be whiskey, ammo,
labor.
And toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Say again?
And labor. Like, what can you trade goods and services?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, if you mow my lawn, I'll let you sleep on my porch for 2 hours.
I'll be like, hell yeah, what a steal.
Seems like a good deal to me.
Be like, if you can fix my car, I will give you 16 apples.
I wouldn't take that deal, but somebody would.
Yeah.
16, well, it depends on the apples.
16.
Cosmic crisps.
I sure hope we still have access to those in the wasteland formerly known as the United States, yeah.
Yeah, which district do we get assigned to?
Three.
Will we be the fishing district?
Yeah.
I just recently rewatched the movies.
We're going to be the fishing and apples district.
I have not seen any of the movies.
Because they're fine.
It's my sister and my mom's thing, so I...
Just let them have it.
Yeah,
just let them have it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fair.
What are they called again?
The Hunger Games.
Thank you. I was could not get that.
Because everyone's really hungry and they don't know how to cook.
And they're gamey.
Yeah, after... Because, like, the first movie, book, whatever, it's phenomenal. Such a great, you know... Everything. It's really good. And then it just kind of goes downhill when they start overthrowing the government. You're like, no, get in a cage and kill each other.
I wanted good adolescent murders.
Yeah.
Not government overthrowing.
Yeah.
Boring.
This shit's dumb.
It's only going to, we're not really waiting for the government to collapse here in the real world. We're waiting for people to start fighting in the streets. That way we can.
Over toilet paper.
Dumbest fucking thing ever.
Dude.
Do the paper towel thing, like I said, and you'll be fine.
Dude.
Morons.
You remember, I probably shouldn't drop names. Nobody listens to this anyway.
Yeah.
All right. You remember.
Some people.
Some people?
Over 100, allegedly.
Over 100,
so,
allegedly?
So, you might be pulling some strings. You might be stepping on toes.
Do you remember a guy that we went to school with named Broy Bosson?
His name? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Good.
He was on Facebook trying to sell toilet paper for $30 a roll, and I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
That guy.
Okay, you
so...
can name drop if he's doing that shit.
It rhymes with Broy Bross.
Troy Wasson.
Yeah,
you're an asshole. I always thought you were an asshole.
No, see, and I saw that, and all I could do was laugh, and I was like, "Fuck it, get your paper, I guess."
So fucking the whole thing. Everyone's treating this in the most ridiculous way.
Yeah.
Like, don't be. I keep telling you not to freak out. Continue to not do that. The only reason I'm so high strung right now is because this, everything that's going on is directly affecting my work. Everything has exploded into weird proportions that nobody can handle, and I'm like the linchpin of it all, just trying to keep it contained, and it's not really working.
But if we do, in fact, go to Costco tomorrow, we should get a thing of toilet paper.
Do we actually need it?
It couldn't hurt.
It couldn't hurt.
They're not going to have it.
I mean, I went to Walmart yesterday, or the day before, and they were out of toilet paper.
Really?
On like a random fucking Tuesday.
You can use so much shit to make toilet paper, though. Leaves, napkins, here's what you do. Okay, me and my dad, we went to Burgerville. Shit's drive-through only right now.
But they give got you, hella napkins.
They give you so many napkins in the drive-through. Like 2.5 inches worth of napkins. Just go get like 3 burgers and you got enough toilet paper to last you the week.
You got a stew going on.
You got a stew going. Exactly.
Don't mind that cough. I was tearing out drywall and it's in my lungs. So.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Jared is confirmed not sick.
I think.
Wait, well, there's a difference now between sick and infected, right?
Fuck it. We're all infected.
As far as we know.
As the...
I am experienced.
Schrodinger's infection, except for instead of like being infected and not infected at the same time, we're all just assume infected.
And yet we're all in this same room together.
Just breathing in each other's musk.
We are not doing social distancing right
now. Well, you know what? We didn't do it last week either, and if we didn't get it then, we're not going to get it now.
Yeah. No, we don't. We need to do this goddamn show, okay? Everybody else is canceling and being fucking stupid out there. Yeah, right?
Dude, I can't even go watch Bloodshot in theaters. It makes me angry because it was a Vin Diesel movie I was really excited for.
Oh. I got an email this morning from my acupuncturist, and they're like, we're still open, we're gonna, you know, do this and that and this and that, and then, like, 5 hours later, like, okay, we're closing, just kidding.
Yeah, no, I literally just got a text from the massage place in the mall, like, those little, like, chair massages.
Oh.
Like, they just randomly texted me, like, hey, we're still open. I'm like, what the f- I haven't been to you guys in, like, a year and a half.
Wouldn't go to you anyway. Shit.
Also, my surgery got postponed, so that's neat. Non-essential.
You get more time to attempt bone collection.
Yeah. Yeah, now I get a guilt trip, them.
Yeah, there you go. You guys made me wait for my bones.
And I've been in wretched pain the entire time.
Is it that bad?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not great. I mean, I'm not getting surgery because it tickles too much, but...
And that would be a surgery I would take. I am an extremely ticklish person. If there was like a little nerve they could tweak.
And you were just constantly getting tickled on your ribs?
Yeah. I mean, well, not unintentionally. Like, someone's at fault. You tickle me
How
to the point
you?
Of pain. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You know all about this.
Can I not be here for this? This is grossing me out.
Yeah, me too. Let's leave. Let's go.
What's gross about being ticklish?
No.
You hate us ticklish folk?
No, you guys are flirting and I hate it.
Oh, is this what? No.
Is that flirting?
Is it? It's not flirting until you do one of these. The eyebrow wiggle. Oh, yeah. That's now it is. We have crossed the
We've
line.
We've crossed the line.
You may leave.
Okay. I'm going to go find a toddler and cough in their mouth.
Sounds great. Toddlers got a better survival.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, they did it first. I was sitting there holding my niece the other day, and she's like facing me. I was like, hey, Rand. She's like, achoo, right in my mouth. I was like, you freaking bitch.
Wow.
I didn't say that, but I thought it really hard.
This is the one you called a bitch in the past?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Don't call them that.
Not to their face.
Good.
Or to their parents.
Yeah, can
mostly
you
just to you guys.
Can you imagine how
I could be free with you guys?
Do you think the new generation is going to be any good at digging up internet histories on people, and if so, would your own niece do that to you?
Nah. I mean, I can't speak for her when she's older, but as of right now, she's pretty fucking lazy, so she's not going to go digging through 400-something episodes or whatever we have.
Might hire someone else to do it for her. Okay.
Now she's lazy. She won't have money.
Go ahead and start digging. I dare ya. Have
Bring
fun.
It on.
You got a lot of manure to go through. A lot of audio manure.
Be like, what is this garbage? Why did they do it for 8 million episodes?
It's great. It's not garbage. What are you talking? No, don't downplay this.
No, our first couple of episodes.
This is like one of 20 shows in the world to not cancel because of this stupid virus.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Joe Rogan didn't cancel.
He didn't?
No.
Oh, I absolutely expected him to.
No, he canceled like his comedy shows, but no, his podcast still alive.
Oh yeah, all the comedy shows are canceling, which is pretty funny. It's pretty funny to see all the people that feed off of the attention of others be cut off from that source of attention and basically plead for people online to watch them.
Now what do I do? There's like a bunch of Netflix specials from some of like my favorite comedians dropping this month, and fuck it, I got the time.
I guess so, but if they're going to do what they're doing in Europe to here, basically all your favorite people are going to be turning into blocks of pixels. Europe has all their Netflix traffic is getting cut by, what is it, to 480p.
40? Like 40.
480. 480p, which is 1/4 of 1080p.
Which is still doable.
It's not what people are used to. People are going to bitch about it for a while.
Oh, people are going to bitch regardless.
Yeah, all the stupid people. Can we reiterate really quickly how stupid the world is?
Like, hella.
Very. Like, us three right here, we got more collective brain power than I would say all of Southern California.
And that was before the virus.
And that was before. Imagine what it's doing to them now that their minds are driven insane with thoughts of acquiring toilet paper and the inability to go to Pinkberry and all this other stupid shit.
You mean I can't walk down Sunset? Oh, dude, I have a buddy that's over in Vegas right now.
Yeah?
Ghost town. The strip is empty.
Really?
Empty.
Well, it's all a Petri dish anyway.
Yeah, like...
You go outside and you get herpes.
Like, he took pictures... No people.
That's weird, man.
No cars.
Did he get a face mask?
Empty.
That's weird.
I don't know, but it was phenomenal.
I don't know, but I'm sick and tired of people telling me to wash my fucking hands. Like, I know.
Like, I get
Don't send me another goddamn email about it.
Are you making sure to wash your hands? No, matter of fact, I'm coughing through this email straight to your face.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I had gloves issued to me at work. I've got little hand sanitizer container.
Ooh, let me get in on that.
You want some of that?
Hell yeah.
Take it.
I'm so fucking fresh.
Here you go. This comes straight from the...
You think if I inhale it, will it get this fucking shit out of my lungs?
Yeah.
It might just... it might liquefy it.
Oh, that's fragrant.
Yeah, it's ranked, man.
Oh. I'm sorry. I actually didn't mean to cough, like, it just in general. But, like, this...
Oh, right at my nose holes.
Oh, man.
Why
yeah, no, it lingers.
Why did you do that?
I thought it'd be funny. It wasn't.
It was not.
It's funny from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, and I just realized I have like 4 different cuts on my hands.
Ooh, that's no good. Oh, damn.
Dude, what a good way to find them.
We're off to a bad start, I'll admit. I think we can rally, though.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Don't worry about it. These coughs are not
Yeah, hand sanitizer
coughs.
Right up the nostrils. Whew. Oh, hey, you remember those joke pops that we or joke sodas that we were looking at?
Yes, last week, yeah.
Yeah, and then I found them. They're in my car, so I sat him down with my buddies, and we drank them.
All at once?
Insane. We didn't make it to the, what was it, the bacon or the peanut butter and jelly, but we sampled all the others.
You didn't make it to those other sodas because vomiting was induced, I'm sure.
Because, after we drank the ranch, that was just kind of the end of the game.
You can't go any further.
No, like, my first two buddies drank some of the ranch, and they were like, oh... That's really bad.
Thank you.
What if there was a soda you could get that tasted like hemlock, but wouldn't actually kill you?
I'm just so curious.
Gotta know. That way you'll know if you ever accidentally drink hemlock.
This one tastes like cyanide. Like, oh, give me some of that.
Cyanide flavor contains no cyanide.
Three sneezes.
Yeah. Wait, is that good or bad?
Is that good?
It's a weird... So, okay, so I normally sneeze in twos.
Yeah.
And then ever since I got all the blood products from other people, I've been sneezing in threes.
Cursed.
Isn't that weird?
There was a partial transfer of soul.
Also, I don't like rice as much as I used to.
Well, it's also...
That also could be my liver, because Dr. P said... People's taste change after they get their liver resected.
After a major surgery.
After you get part of your liver taken out.
And also, it's kind of like a discouraged food for the weight loss that's being attempted.
True.
So, brown rice only.
Brown rice only.
Which
let me look.
That's allowed, isn't it?
Brown rice is a good carb.
Also known as dirty rice.
Also known as not as good as white rice.
Yeah. Also known as substandard rice. Also known as foreign rice.
Also known as your mom.
It's all rice, really. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know what the worst flavor was of that soda?
Yeah, give me.
Sweet corn.
The corn was the worst one.
By a fucking long shot.
Did it taste anything like popcorn?
No, it tasted legitimately just like sweet corn does. But there, I don't know if there was something rotten. Something about... I literally cracked it and went... I didn't even take off the lid, and I smelled it, and I was like, ooh, I don't know if I like that.
Ooh.
And I took a sniff, and I was like, okay, I definitely don't like that. Then I took a swig, and I literally gagged. I almost barfed.
Oh, dude.
My body rejected it.
How long was it in your car?
Like a long time.
Oh, no. I found, you know what I found in my fridge the other day? I found a beer that had a Best Buy date of February 2019 on it. It was from the time that we went to Drew and Teresa's house in Walla Walla for New Year's Eve. It had been in my fridge since then.
Wait, what is it?
The beer was from when we went to Drew and Teresa's place for New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Did you try some?
No, I poured that right down the sink.
What? Why?
No what's chances.
What's it going to do? Ferment?
Well, it's a Budweiser to begin with.
Budweiser is great. It's an American beer. I think
you're really twisting the definition of great. Oh, wow.
It's an old classic. It's like a dirty armchair that you're like, you know what? That one's comfortable and it fits my ass. So you promptly just squat down. And you're just like, I'm going to sit here for the next 8 hours and watch The Office.
So Budweiser is a dirty, fart-filled, lazy boy chair.
Comfortable. You forgot that.
Oh, yeah, I did forget that. Yeah, that doesn't excuse all the other atrocities I said.
But... You know what? It's comfortable and it's nostalgic, and you have many beautiful memories in this dirty, gross armchair.
I have a memory of it as being my first beer.
Really?
Yeah, that I ever got drunk off of.
I think mine was Busch Light.
Busch Light. Oh, you started from the bottom. Now you're here.
Now I'm here. Inhaling hand sanitizer and almost dying.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird leap. Are you the kind of guy that smokes one joint and then you're like, man, I heard about this crack thing a while ago. Should move towards that.
Weed was pretty good. I wonder what heroin's like.
Yeah. So, bringing it back to, I don't want to call it the coronavirus. I'll call it by the science-y name, COVID-19.
Okay.
I don't know. It sounds like a rap.
It sounds like your shitty neighbor, David.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, nobody likes him.
No,
David's a douche. He leaves a bunch of garbage in his yard.
Swear to God, he's gonna infect the rest of the office. Because he actually did go to the outskirts of Seattle and came back. So,
fuck David.
Be sure to... Yeah, I'm wearing gloves, like, all the time at work now. I know exactly where it came from if I get this shit.
Fucking... David.
But I swear to the internet's gonna change completely after this.
You think so?
Stuff is getting overloaded. Like our infrastructure at work is like creaking. We can almost feel it because we're putting all this new tension on it that it's never had before. Because at least 50% of the company is working from home now. And it's only going to go up, so we're probably going to have to upgrade our internet plan. I logged into my computers here from home. Every packet, every 100 packets that was getting sent outside the network, 42 of them were getting dropped. That's bad.
Yeah.
So everybody's trying to just capitalize on all the bandwidth at once. Comcast got rid of data caps, so they won't charge you if you go over a terabyte, but they're probably going to throttle the fuck out of you. But this should...
They're going to drive to your house and just break your knees.
Hey, stop downloading so much shit. We see what you're getting, bitch.
We don't fucking like it.
But it's... this should get rid of data caps, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, I will begin the class action lawsuit to get that shit removed. I've been told I've been destined to make a mark somewhere, and if suing the shit out of Comcast is my mark, I'm doing it.
Who's the internet provider here? Is it Comcast?
It is Comcast.
Can they shut us down?
Not unless they're actively listening. So if we do get cut off here, I'll just keep an eye on this little green bar. Oh, if you see that turn red, that's bad news, okay? That means they're listening. But they can't cut us off without confirming that they're listening to us. Mm-hmm. So legally, they have to let this continue.
So like and subscribe.
Yeah, come on. Who's the CEO of Comcast? I don't care.
Mr. Comcast.
Mr. Xfinity. Yeah, I know.
Steve,
what
the fuck?
I know what you guys tried to do. You tried to rename your company to Xfinity so all the bad PR would go away. No, man, I'm telling everybody. Everyone knows your story.
All right, I got to be honest. I feel real stupid now because I didn't know Xfinity was Comcast.
You didn't?
And I have Xfinity in my house.
Oh, I've lifted the veil. Everything's going to change for you, man.
I need to start Googling stuff on my Comcast network.
Comcast, I mean Xfinity network.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Definitely not spying on us at all.
Fucking creeps.
But yeah, let's see. You seem secure in your job. I don't think you're not like working in a restaurant, so you're fine.
Yeah, no, we mostly work outdoors. So life is fine and dandy. And then I have more time to work now that I'm not getting surgery anytime soon. So,
woohoo!
Yeah.
Just do most of that work with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep the injury and pain as subdued as possible.
As subdued as possible. No, my shoulder's been doing pretty good recently. But, I mean, still not good.
Yeah. But, man, this whole experience just really proves how stupid everybody is. I'm just... want to get back on that track. Yeah. I said, what were we? More brain power than all of Southern California?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You got no idea how correct that is. Like, Jesus Christ, there's still people, like, going to clubs right now. You fucking morons.
Did you see that?
You deserve
bunch of people
this.
Showed up to a spring break in Florida?
No, what happened?
Like, the other day. Like, they had...
Like, they're still going.
Like, everybody's like, fuck it, I already got my tickets or whatever. And they just, like, showed up, and there's just, like, huge crowds in Florida.
Yeah, no.
Some fucking beach in Florida.
Y'all goddamn deserve it, really. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I remember there was a Bugs Bunny cartoon ages ago where he just takes a saw, goes along the entire border of Florida, and it just floats away into the ocean. I'd like to extend that to many other regions of the world.
Mm-hmm,
but instead of floating into the ocean, they float off into space, never to be seen again. Honestly, get rid of 80% of the world and just start the fuck over, okay? Well, build the pyramids again. Build the Eiffel Tower again. New Congress, new laws, new money. I want triangle shaped money.
I want blue bills.
I want colored bills.
I want colored bills that are triangle shaped and based on, let me finish, silver, not gold.
What? Why?
I don't know. Gold's going to get used for something else, I guarantee it. They're going to figure out, like, it's the key to nuclear fusion and all the gold has to go to that now. You can't use it for money. The end. You can't, there's no way out. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We need all the gold to, I don't know, keep us alive. The end.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, just fix everything. Kill 80% of the people. Do it.
Well, the coronavirus was trying to, and then we had to go and quarantine ourselves.
Like
a bunch of fucking ungrateful bastards.
Pretty stupid. Yeah. So, yeah, don't freak out, okay? There's no reason to do that. If the country collapses, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hopefully the money still means something. What happens if your country doesn't exist anymore? Does your money, can you move it?
There's no laws.
There's no laws, so.
There's no rules.
I say we go all Swiss Family Robinson. And not like by the ocean or anything, but in the woods.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I was just going to go door to door with my guns.
Oh yeah,
y'all got toilet paper?
Don't get the toilet. Don't get the fucking toilet paper. No, I'm not one of those guys.
No, I'm not Okay, I'm definitely stealing their toilet paper, but that's only if I need it. I'm like a Robin Hood. I take all the rich people's toilet paper and I give to the needy, which is me.
I gotta say, it is kind of nice to see. I like the pictures of the guys who they build thrones out of the toilet paper, and they're sitting on the toilet paper with ski masks and AK-47s with their leg like draped over the arm. Like, yeah, this is my toilet paper kingdom. Real photos. I have seen them. They're out there.
Over on Craigslist, somebody was selling organic toilet paper, so you click on it and it's just leaves.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
There you go. Mm. Sweet booze. Clean me inside and out. Oh, God. This whole fucking thing is just so... I'm trying to let my brain go. It's still very tense from this week. I've been fucking going through. Okay, anyone out there, if you don't know the difference between your desktop and the remote desktop session that you opened, you're retarded! Whoa!
Surprise! There it is!
And you may not have heard that the first time, because, let's be frank, you're retarded, so we'll do it again. You're retarded! 75 to 85% of the world, get them out!
Can y'all fucking scram?
We need to start over and build a world of philosophers or just smart guys. Not
smarter guys.
Yeah. Like,
well, then who's going to build all of our shit?
Robots, man.
Oh, yeah, because we're smart.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. You get it.
Yeah. Just to build the robots to do the shit
for
us.
We need less people, but we need more smarter people.
More smarterer people. Yeah, I just kind of turned that on its own head, didn't I? Whoops.
No, I meant
don't send me to space, please.
More smarter people, as in a greater amount of smarter people.
Oh, yes, I see.
But yeah, but we also do need people to be more smarter.
It's not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm not.
Most of you people out there, you don't deserve this internet, man. You're using it all wrong. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, so you know these people that are buying all the toilet paper and shit?
Yeah.
So... some guy did the math on it. So one of those giant, like, Costco-sized rolls, right?
Familiar with them.
For a family of four to survive a quarantine of 2 weeks, you would need to take 140 shits a day to use up all of that toilet paper.
It's fucking nuts.
So anybody with IBS?
Like a whole family with IBS, I suppose.
Yes.
But yeah, 140 shits a day.
That's too many.
Yeah, he averaged that everybody uses about 20 sheets per shit, so he just did the math from there.
20?
20? Well, you think about it. If you pull off three squares at a time, that's you wiping like seven times.
All right. 20 seems high. I go four squares at a time.
Nah, you got to do three.
Why three? Because that's an odd number.
Because I buy two ply.
What is it? Oh, and that comes out to an even number?
Because I don't care about my evens and odds, you OCD freak.
As if I...
three's just practical.
I don't see how.
I don't see how because you can't fold it right.
You can.
You're folding one piece in half.
You got them, and then you go in half, and then you go in thirds.
No.
That's too thin. You are risking.
Hence, that's not enough surface area.
Hence the two ply.
You're risking a butthole brush, though.
No.
Yes.
I gamble with death every time. or at the very least, a very bad memory.
You'll risk the browned finger.
I'm rationing my toilet paper supply.
All right.
So yeah, if anybody want to know how much fucking toilet paper I use, that's how much.
Seems important. But,
I don't know what you guys are going to do with this information, but don't put it on the internet.
I'm going to contradict your information. That's what I'm going to do. Go with four pieces.
No, that's too much.
That's not.
No, it's not.
So much.
The right amount. It's perfect. So much. You can fold it immediately in half.
Mm-hmm.
You can get like two or three wipes out of four squares of toilet paper.
Yeah.
It can be done artfully.
Mm-hmm. You got to pick corners.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pick corners?
Pick corners of the squares when you wipe.
No, do it in the middle.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of disgusting savage are you?
The kind that knows how to fold paper. Like along dotted lines. Like, you know why they put the dotted lines there? To fold on.
To find the leaders versus the followers. I'm a leader.
You're a leader in toilet paper usage? Okay.
Just in general. I think it correlates with a lot
Don't
of things.
Don't put it on your resume, okay? Because you might...
Can wipe ass with 3 sheets of toilet paper.
That's an accomplishment.
That's the title of my resume.
Let me tell you how I revolutionized...
They're going to read it and just be like, God damn, what a man.
I've never even heard of this before. This sounds great.
But I use 4. It's like, yeah, you would. And they're like,
oh, fuck.
You're hired. Take my job immediately.
I've been ousted, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I knew it was going to happen sometime.
Viva la revolution.
Yeah, we fucking... So, yeah, we got a whole plan, actually, if, like, there is a chance the state could be... There's a bug in here.
Kill it. Kill it with fire.
Wait, nope, not a bug. Just a hair. Got it.
Got it.
What was I saying? Oh, there's a chance the state may go on lockdown because a few of them near us have. California's got a shelter-in-place order, so they're really recommending just don't leave home.
Unless, like, absolutely necessary.
Yeah. Same with Idaho, which borders us.
But there's nobody in Idaho. Idaho's not even real.
It's just a potato land.
Idaho has a shelter-in-place?
Yep.
Wow.
That's what I heard. So it could happen to us this weekend. Could happen to us next week. In the event that does happen, the show will continue. It just will not be done in this studio. I know of a service where you can set up a group audio call and all of the audio streams from the source computers will be merged so it doesn't even sound like you're in remote locations. So
yeah, okay.
We'll splurge a little bit of that show money we've been saving up and we'll go with that method.
Okay.
If they do a shelter in place, do you have to go to work?
No. I don't think so. I think I'm confined to home at that point.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What am I going to do? Just go to work?
I don't think you can.
They won't...
Who's going to stop me? Is there cops out?
Your boss might stop you. Just check with him.
Nah, he won't.
He doesn't give a shit?
He doesn't give a shit either way.
Okay.
He's like, hey, you coming to work? Like, oh, no. Like, oh, okay. No explanation needed.
Oh, wow.
It works out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. I just decided to just not show up one day just to see what would happen. Turns out not shit.
You didn't? nothing was questioned?
Yeah, no, because usually, like, back in the good old days of 2 weeks ago, I would work Tuesday and Thursday mornings because I had school in the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up on Tuesday morning. And I was like, fuck, I am really tired. I don't want to go to work. I was like, I'm just not going to go to work. And then I didn't. And nothing became of it.
That's crazy, man.
He's probably like, fuck it. Probably school stuff.
I swear, if I didn't show up for work one day, the building might not be standing there the next day. It's weird. Like, I see, like, a normal ticket number, yeah. And then I take a half day off, and I come back, and shit is just, like, exploded, and I gotta, like, clean up and cram that number back down to a normal level before I go home that day. It's impossible to do right now, but that's what normally happens.
Yeah, it's also a small company. I'm not very important, so.
Oh, okay. You're pretty low on that totem pole.
Yeah.
So am I, but, like, I'm getting recognition.
No, you're not.
What? Low
okay,
on the totem
low
pole?
Low on the totem pole, but high on the importance pole.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yes, that counts. I mean...
You're, like, the new important guy.
In the official hierarchical totem pole... Yeah, that's a word.
Okay.
Don't question that.
I'm with you.
It's... technically, yeah, I'm at the bottom, but... I do a lot of shit around there, yep. and it is known.
That normal totem poles, the bottom ones are the most important.
Because they, like, hold all that crap up?
Yeah.
I thought they were cursed, the ones at the bottom.
That could be a story.
Oh, okay. But it isn't.
They're equal.
I mean, no, I think it could be in some cultures.
I'm rolling with that they're both equally likely because we don't know.
Oh, okay. Right now, it's a blessing / curse for me because... One, everybody, like, seeks out my help, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it is not a good thing to have everyone asking you for help.
Yeah.
Because it's like trying to spread a stick of butter over a 40-foot tarp. You're not going to reach the edges. It's going to be way too thin. and you're not going to exist by the end of it. You're just going to turn into a weird dust cloud that happens to be able to type.
That's the most interesting metaphor I've ever heard in my entire life.
Out of my ass that came.
Yes, and it was good. Like trying to spread a stick of butter over a tarp.
You
want, like,
you
want to
steal that?
Fuck? No.
Take it.
Oh, it's already been stolen.
It's gone.
I'm glad you gave me the permission, but it was mine the moment you started saying it.
Oh, wow. I did. That's, boy.
I'm good at this.
I need to copyright the things I say, so.
Hey, we can, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's all recorded.
Actually, I don't know if I've ever put a copyright on this show now that I think about it.
But we bought the domain, or the username, so.
Oh, yeah. Like, everything's, like, got the show name on it, so, yeah, automatically, we're safe.
You're drinking out of your own merch.
It's true, yeah, this is old merch. Don't look for this in stores, you won't find it, because there's only two.
I just remembered that I had one, and then I have no idea where it's at.
Let me know if you find it one day.
I think it might be at my mom's house.
Yeah? Just sitting amongst all the other mugs?
Yeah, I wonder if she drinks out of it still.
She might, shit, I don't know, but we need new mugs, because this
She's
is
probably
not...
just like, what the fuck is TGIF radio?
Yeah, I don't care, holds coffee.
Yeah.
If you drink coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. She wanted them.
My mother drinks coffee. Also, what is this? I've been fiddling with it, and I just broke it.
Oh, that is a piece of plastic that fell out of that box over there. I took the side off of it.
So it's okay if I fiddle with it?
Yeah, I don't care.
Now I'm curious what this is.
That is a SATA cable.
All right, we're going to leave it at that, because that sounds like a lot of words.
No, it's... I don't actually remember. Serial something...
Application television audio.
Yeah, probably.
I got great acronyms.
I'm not Googling anything to show, apparently. So
we just know these things.
Yeah. No, see that the box of hard drives right there? I took the sides off of it because I thought that maybe the drives might be getting too hot, and that's why I've been having those problems with it lately.
Just keep a bottle of water.
Oh.
With a spritzer and just spray it down a little bit.
Just take like an ice cube and set it on top of it. There you go.
Yeah.
Turns out taking the sides off of that didn't help at all. And I tried to cram them into this computer here, and it doesn't have enough spaces for all those drives.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I might have to, like...
Ice cube.
Yeah, maybe an ice cube. I don't know. I might have to, like, take this clear side off of it and do some weird tower with the drives and hook them in. I don't know.
Put a dry towel in the freezer and just throw it on top. I don't know if that'll help, but I mean, I'll try anything once.
It's actually a little safer. I've seen this done. you can take your whole motherboard and you can immerse it in cooking oil. It's technically an inert fluid, so it won't cause any electrical shorts, but you'll never get the original state of your motherboard back. You can never take it back out of the oil once you put it in there. But if you get the CPU hot enough, throw some potatoes in there. Make some fries.
Now you got stew.
Yeah, boy.
Ooh, that reminds me. I have a meme for you.
All right. Jer's got a meme corner. Meme corner never dies, no matter what diseases sweep the nation.
Because we got memes.
Did you know you had a theme song for this? Because neither did I.
I'm really excited. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like my life has come together.
So is this is the part where I try and transcribe it into an audio format for the people listening? Right.
Let me find it.
I'll do my best. I mean, I'm okay at it. All right. What do we got here? It's a. Something's wrong with this guy's face. It's a guy holding what's obviously a motherboard, but he's looking at it as if it's like giving him secrets to the universe. And the caption reads, "Finally, fatherboard."
Have you seen those, that meme frame or whatever you call it?
I don't know.
Are like looking like there's like a scientist like doing work, and he's like, "Finally,
oh,
Big Wayne."
Yeah, you like them, boys?
Huh?
Now. You like those ones?
Yeah, big fan.
Now, what's interesting, there is no such thing as a fatherboard, as far as I know. But there are motherboards, we know that.
Okay.
Daughterboards are a real thing.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, no, really.
Okay, what?
It's just like, you know how a motherboard's just like it's a PCB with a bunch of shit on it?
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, so daughterboard is just like a smaller piece of PCB that hooks into the big one. You don't really find it on desktop computers like this one.
Okay.
But it's on other shit. I don't know how to describe it.
I believe you.
It's in the world, man. It's
shit's mad real.
It's out there, I promise. You'll figure it out. It's okay.
Ooh. Sip.
Yeah, I just got to top off there. Okay. what was I saying? The whole world's stupid.
See, the world's stupid.
The show will go on.
We talked about coronavirus like a lot.
Yeah, I'm fucking over it, man. Like, it's a dumb name.
Let's talk about dolphins instead.
Oh, I hate dolphins.
Oh, they're very evil, you know.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, never mind. Let's not talk about dolphins.
No, they fuck headless fish.
Yeah, and they also drown swimmers so they can fuck them. That's not a joke.
After the swimmers die? Or while they're drowning?
I think in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Before, during, well, after, it doesn't matter to them.
Yep, they're just dolphins, man.
Life ain't nothing but a state of being, baby. That's what they say before they drag it 60 feet under, right?
That's so fucking gross.
Don't ever trust a dolphin. They carry heavy resentment for SeaWorld. That's why they hate
That's
us.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, what's up? You going to take me to SeaWorld? Not if I fuck you first.
Jesus.
That's how they get the anger out. They fuck it out.
Yeah. And then they also get high off puffer fish, which is funny.
How do they do that?
They, like, scare them so they, like, puff up. And so they got their toxic quills, and then they just bump them a little bit.
Really?
Yep.
So they purposefully inject themselves with puffer fish venom?
But, like, just a little bit.
That's weird. Wonder what I don't know.
I saw a picture, and that's what the words were underneath it, so I believed it.
Do you think... Could be wrong. I wonder if it produces any visuals for them. They got brains that are pretty similar to us, I bet.
They say, like, dolphins are pretty much about as smart as humans. I don't know if I believe that, but yeah, shit, could be.
We can't prove that until we figure out...
How to speak their language.
Yeah, we need to know how they're talking and what they're saying. We know they're talking, duh.
Yeah.
But it's not like you can
They're out there squeaking and whistling at each other and shit.
Yeah, you can't translate to, like, I ate a sandwich today. That doesn't equate. We need to figure out how to do that, and then you can say, yes, they are smart. Like, how do we make that determination? Just because one of them can recognize, like, a purple dot on its forehead? That's how they figured out that elephants were, quote-unquote, smart. But we don't know that for sure. They might just be responding to food rewards. They're like, oh, if I move the paintbrush like this, they like that. They'll give me an apple. Awesome. I'll just keep making that shape.
I'll just do that like a fucking lot.
Yeah. It's trial and error, really.
Mm-hmm.
What is the... there's some other thing. It's like learned behaviorism. That's probably not right.
It's close enough. It's Pavlovism.
Yeah.
Close.
Just the only, it's weird because I just said that, like, a lot of people are stupid,
mm-hmm.
but weirdly, humans are the only being that we can completely verify as having, like, legit intelligence. Like, you mm-hmm. can observe behaviors in elephants and dolphins and...
And, like, everything else is just, like, them responding to our, like, how well does this animal respond to our commands?
Yeah, like
that's how we gauge their smartness.
You need to figure out, like, you gotta, like, figure out how to make, in the case of dolphins, like an underwater camera invisible to them, and then have that camera follow them and see if they act just as smart as they did when you were throwing vitamin-filled fish to them in the pool. And if they don't,
what if they all just, like, sit in, like, a circle underneath, just, like, sipping out of their, like, dolphin cups and shit?
Well, that would sell it for me.
Yep. And like, oh, these guys are mad smart.
Yeah, they, like, broke into a ship. They stole all that china. They figured out how to boil tea underwater. Like, what the fuck? That's awesome.
That's incredible. Keep up the good work.
How do you do it, guys? Can you teach me your secrets?
Wait, how do they drink fresh water?
They don't. Wait, what do you mean?
Like, think about, like, animals need water.
Yeah.
And they live in salt water.
Oh, I think they just do it through their skin.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember hearing that.
Humans do that, too, technically. You're not, like, drinking the water, but you know how your fingers get all pruny?
Yeah.
That's caused by osmosis. The water is actually, like, if you're in a pool for so long, the pool water is sucking water out of your body. Because there's more salt in the pool water. So the fresh water in your body.
Oh yeah,
is
because
going
your skin's a semi-permeable membrane.
Phospholipid bilayer. Oh yeah. Biology 101.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, boy. But yeah, that's why your fingers get wrinkly underwater. The pool water is actually sucking the water out of your body. And I think dolphins may do an opposite thing of that. Because think about it.
I vaguely recall hearing something about this in one of my bio classes.
Because think about this. I've never seen a wrinkly dolphin in my life. Have you?
Nope.
That's facts right there. They gotta drink through their skin. That is the way. We've got it.
That's how they don't get wrinkly. They're always moisturizing.
That's it. There you go. Turn to dolphins for your youthful skin secrets.
That sent your argument home for everything. You're just like, because I've never seen a wrinkly dolphin. I was like, God damn it, he's right. I've never seen such a thing.
If you can show me a wrinkly dolphin, I'll let you host this show. How about that?
Can you type in wrinkly dolphin? I need to see if we can find one.
Oh, this is our first Google.
This, actually, you know what? This sounds like a porn thing, so just be aware.
I'll be cautious. My safe search is on moderate.
All right.
Wrinkly dolphin.
First picture right there.
Fourth image is a picture of a brain. Okay, that's more... Okay, what we're looking at here, this claims to be a wrinkly dolphin. That's more like dolphin cellulite.
Yeah, that's a fat dolphin, not a wrinkly dolphin.
Yeah, that's just like, yeah, you're bending the right way and a wrinkle formed. That's not a natural wrinkle. You gotta be inactive in order for that to count.
Keep looking. There's got to be wrinkly dolphins.
Next two pictures are cartoons of dolphins. Definitely don't count. This is a diseased dolphin.
No, I think that's actually a real dolphin.
Well, or, diseased ones are real too.
Sorry, I'm. God damn it! It's been a week. That's like an actual type of dolphin. That particular coloration.
It might. Yeah, it could be.
I feel so fucking stupid right now.
It's okay, Jared.
No, that's a real dolphin. You're like, yeah, no shit. It's right there.
Okay, I'm going to do something risky. I'm going to turn the safe search to off.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Oh, it's actually basically the same.
Okay, I was fully expecting just a giant penis.
Me Let's too. See.
Dolphin's brain is wrinklier than yours. Okay, it doesn't mean shit to me. Wrinkles don't equate to smart. That's
think,
a manatee.
I think it does, too.
That's a manatee. That's an elephant. We'll
never convince him.
This may be the closest thing we've got to a wrinkly dolphin right here.
That fucking dolphin has a double chin.
That's pretty crazy.
I didn't even know dolphins had chins.
It's all sunburned, too. I don't know. I think
they just look like that.
1,000-plus images about river monster on Pinterest. Dolphins, world records.
Well, right. I don't have time to look through 1,000-plus images on river monster. Thank you.
Nope, sorry. Can't do it. So there are very few to basically know wrinkly dolphins, therefore supporting our theory. And if you scroll more than halfway down the page, it starts turning into dogs and cats. So my theory has been proven.
Proven. Myth proven.
Take
not
that,
busted.
Take that, Peruvian. Nature constructs. What?
I said proven.
It's been done. Can you put a stamp on a piece of paper that says that?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's proven. Done.
Can I have a real stamp that says that, or do I have to custom order it?
We could probably find you one. There's places where you can make fucking stamps.
Custom stamps. I just want one that says proven.
Oh, yeah. We'll get you...
I want it in red.
Yeah, no, we'll get you proven.
Well, that's the ink color, not the stamp. Oh, or you want the stamp to be red?
Oh,
I mean,
most stamps are red.
As long as what I print is red, that's most what I want.
We'll get you proven, rejected, approved, denied's got to be in there also.
Fuck this.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Fuck
I need
this
that.
Shit.
Parole granted.
Fuck this shit.
Clinically sane.
Yes, good one.
Clinically sane.
What else is good on a stamp? Top secret? Gotta have that.
Yeah.
Top secret pairs up nicely with confidential, also declassified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just write a story about, like, us going out to dinner or something, and then I'll just, like, black out a whole bunch of it and then throw top secret on it.
Sounds good. Yeah, you only leave out the words like halibut and fork.
So then he ordered blacked out.
You'll never get to know.
What was his delicious meal?
It's a government secret. Can't tell you.
Damn.
Or I'll have to feed you to the dolphins. They'll do that, too.
It'll be, how many weeks until we get to go out and eat food?
Like
at least a month, probably.
Yeah, no, and even after the quarantine is done, it's still going to be like a couple of weeks before I go out because everywhere's going to be fucking crammed.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's going to want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you just learn. We got to all learn to make our own food at home. Tacos and soup.
I went to Walmart, so.
Oh, yeah. What was that like, huh?
Oh, no, it was fine.
Really?
I mean, everything was fucking empty.
Dude, every...
I tried to get refried beans. All there was cans of whole pinto beans and then one dented-ass can of black beans.
Oh, you should have gotten the black beans, dude.
No, there's only one can.
Well, just one can, you know.
And it was dented, like, a lot. Like enough that's that I don't totally... think I don't think I would be able to get a can opener around it because it was like folded in on itself.
You got a Leatherman?
I do not.
Oh, should get one.
I have a hammer.
You can get in with that. Yeah. I imagine don't use the flat part. Use the nail puller and then just like hit it really precisely around the edges.
I probably could do that.
But yeah, no, dude. You got a Leatherman can opener. You can open any can, no matter how dented. You'll be fine.
I need to get one of those.
Yeah, you do. It'll change your life.
I'm more of a fan of Gerber's myself, not because I think they're better, but because every time I see a Gerber's better than a Leatherman, people lose their fucking minds.
See, I got...
So that's why I say it.
I got no brand loyalty. I just... The only thing I have is a Leatherman, so I got nothing to compare it to.
Yeah. And you have a lifetime warranty. Gerber, not so much.
It's true, yeah. I don't know if... Well... No.
Gerbers are pretty sweet, though. They got those things, and it, like, slides out, and it opens. They got some, like, high-speed shit that, like, throws a tomahawk or something out of it.
They got things that slide!
Whoa!
Highly interested. Did the sarcasm come through? Did I do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty well. I don't like it.
I was just checking. I don't know. I'll bring me a Gerber, and I'll play with it. I'll see what I think. The only thing, like, okay, this one I got right here, this is the Leatherman Rebar.
Yeah, based on what I've seen, Leathermans are sturdier.
The only thing I would probably change about this is a spring-loaded plier. It does not have that, but honestly, not having it be spring-loaded is also kind of the benefit. Because then you don't have to constantly be holding it to pull on stuff. Like, you could just really lightly just grab something. And just pick it right up.
You know what you need?
Hmm.
Two Leathermans.
Oh, maybe I do, yeah. Of the same model, probably.
Yeah, but one has the spring loaded.
One that I use for working on things and one to throw at people that intimidate me. No, I went to the store today. I didn't know what to expect. All I wanted to do was buy a week's worth of sardines so I wouldn't have to go back there again to get lunches.
Yes.
And surprisingly, there were enough sardines there. Turns out nobody wants to buy sardines. They all want to buy stupid shit like potato chips and toilet paper.
Yeah, they took all
assholes.
The ground beef, but they left the steak, so I don't know what the fuck that's all about.
Maybe they don't trust the steak. I don't know. But yeah, expect meat to go next.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was on edge in there. I was expecting like somebody to start a fight or like try and cut me in line and try to, or maybe steal the cans out of my hands. I don't know. Keep the knife on your sides at all times.
At all times.
I don't actually know where my pepper spray is. I need to find that again.
Yeah, you need to have a shank, not a pepper spray. Someone's like, get away, or I'm going to pepper spray you. Or one guy's like, hey, come here so I can fucking stab you. I'm going to go see what pepper spray guy has going on.
What if one guy has both? Because I could be that guy.
You could.
Yeah.
Double threat.
It's going to happen.
Go away, but also come here so I can stab you.
Conflicting messages, but one of them will be fulfilled.
Yeah, one way or another.
Just depends on how the perpetrator reacts.
the perpetrator.
The whoever they are, you know, the guy.
The assailant.
The bad man doing the bad thing. That's what's going on out there.
Ooh, why am I so tired?
Sweet Jim Beam. Better not be getting sick. Cause you know what we gotta burn all your clothes. If you get sick.
And then I gotta shave my head.
Burn your clothes, shave your head, go in solitary confinement for 2 weeks, and then discover that it was all a ploy just to become the assistant of a guy who never takes off a mask and has really cool knife-throwing skills. This is the plot of V for Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He really did have some impressive knife-throwing skills.
The end. Yeah, it was pretty good shit.
Yeah. Good for him.
What were those knives? Those are like Donatello knives, weren't they?
No.
Which Ninja Turtle had?
No,
those
they
knives?
Were. Yeah. No, that was.
Is that Donatello?
No, that's Raphael.
Damn it!
Donatello has the fucking staff.
Okay. Donatello, yeah. Raphael, Michelangelo. Wait, no.
Yeah, you're yeah. good. There's one more.
Donatello, Raphael, Michelangelo, and
he has a blue mask. Uses katanas.
Donatello, starts with Michelangelo. An L. Oh God, Joe is gonna hate me if he listens to this show. He's gonna hate me. Donatello, Raphael, Michelangelo,
and one more, arguably the most famous painter / inventor of all time. L.
Leonardo. Well,
yeah.
Ah, that was too big of a hint. L. God damn it. It doesn't count anymore. I'm forever disgraced in the eyes of the turtles.
It's all good. What was the name of the rat?
Splinter.
Master Splinter.
Yeah, boy. Well, do I have to say Master Splinter? Is that the only way it counts?
Well, yeah.
Okay. You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I've only seen the movie once, and it was great, because right at the end, there's just like a casual murder into a garbage compactor. And it was such a family-friendly film before then, and all of a sudden, murder, he must die.
That's the old one, right?
Yeah.
Older. Ooh, I haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, no, it's the rubber suit one.
Yeah.
Where you can, if you, at certain shots, you can see the human eyes poking out of the mouth. Good shit. It's a fun one. We gotta load that up.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah.
I actually really liked the newer ones that they did, like all CGI.
I never saw them.
Dude. Shit was fucking tight. Like, it was good the way Transformers is good.
As in no way whatsoever?
Or no, as
only
in
if you're 14?
Beautiful special effects, and also if you're 14.
Yeah, the age component is actually a very big factor. Most people don't think of it.
Yep.
Those teens, they influence the market, you know. They're the important number. No, fuck the teens. Don't listen to the teens. Okay.
They don't know what the fuck they want.
They really don't.
They
really
don't even know if right now is a good time to jerk off or not.
It's usually,
as a general
yeah.
rule, yeah.
Yeah. Just err in the positive
yeah.
direction, you
but,
know?
But like, use your common sense. If you're at Walmart, you're like, hey, is now the time? Now is not the time.
There is a set of basic criteria that you should check before jerking off. Number one, are you at home? If no, don't jerk off. Number two, are you
alone in
a room with other people? If yes, don't even start. It's a bad idea.
Actually, you know what? All of these have caveats to them.
Oh, yeah, it's true. If you're not at home, like, are you at a place that's not home but you are alone?
Like, are you in, like, the bathroom stall of, like, Barnes & Noble or something?
Oh, you shouldn't. No.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't do that. But, like,
everyone would hear you.
The option is there.
If you did it in a Barnes & Noble bathroom, everyone would hear you. Because all you're supposed to be hearing there is the flipping of pages. And then all of a sudden, if you hear coming from the corner, everyone knows what that is. However,
I've just tried to imagine going into Barnes & Noble and you're like, I need to take a leak. So you go into the bathroom and you hear someone just obviously jerking off. You're like, what the like, what? What did you read here at Barnes & Noble that you're like, yep, this is the time?
They're still selling 50 Shades of Grey there, so
fucking
somebody probably.
Speaking of 80% of the population being dumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to extrapolate more. No, just no. The existence of that proves itself.
Mm-hmm. I also never read it, so I'm a hater but like, with no backup. But welcome to the internet, baby.
Well, I think most of the hate is just like people that are like actually into BDSM are like, no, this is nothing how it actually is. There isn't enough needles and denial of fun.
Hey, where the fuck is the hot poker? You're like, wait, what?
Hang on a second. What kind of games are you guys playing?
We didn't have to have this talk, but now we do because you brought it up. What the fuck?
Rewinding a little bit, Barnes & Noble bathroom. Bad place. Yeah. However, maybe like the bathroom of a tire shop, you could get away with it.
Like a mechanic gross. Shop or something?
Yeah. Place is loud, man. You just wait for the air drill to go off, and then this is completely, like, do the drill sound.
Oh, yeah, no, it's perfect.
It's barely there.
As they're sitting there like rattling on something, like, they're like, somebody jerking off. Like, I don't hear nothing. There it is again.
And it'll just be the phantom ghost jerk off. That's all. That's all. The ghost in the tire shop.
The phantom jerker.
You ever heard of the ghost of the machine? This is the ghost of the tire shop. Are we stupid? This is a great show.
This is not how we prove that we're smarter than 80% of California.
Yes, it is. No one else is thinking of this. Everybody else on their fucking shows is all like, oh, man, the crisis is so bad. Make sure you wash your hands. Man, can you believe the toilet paper? I bought some toilet paper. Wow, that's great. Man, I'm bored in my house all alone. What did you do? Well, I cleaned the house. And then I went on the internet, but it was really...
And we're over here like...
Shut the fuck up! I hate all that stuff. Okay?
And we're over here like, hey, you probably shouldn't jerk off at Barnes & Noble.
Maybe not. Maybe, okay, stop talking about all the shit that we know what's happening out there. Give us something new, and that's what we're trying to do here. Give you the new thing.
Like jerking off in Barnes & Noble.
We have to talk about it a little bit, because it is going on, but it's not the whole show. You need to move the fuck on and talk about something else. I'm looking at you, Joe Rogan, who had a whole fucking show about COVID-19. And
did
you thought
oh
a
yeah
fucking,
he did
you
he?
Thought you there's a great part in there where he's like hoping that if he spends like 30 minutes in a sauna it'll kill the virus.
Yeah,
no, that's the dumbest fucking question you could have asked to a scientist.
He's like,
and everyone
so
knows it.
Can I sweat it out? He's like, what the no.
No.
It's a virus, what are you fucking moron.
Viruses, they aren't technically alive. They can't respond to things like that. They are machines designed to murder and replicate. You think they're going to care about the temperature of air you're breathing?
Not even a little bit.
Ain't going to change a goddamn thing, Joey Rogan. Nothing.
You know what? I bet you... I think if you eat some uranium, I think that'd take care of them.
Oh, it might, yeah. Depends on the virus, though.
Take care. Or what if you just gave a super virus that's now radioactive? Now ooh, you get sick and cancer.
Damn, all at once? And you can't do radiation therapy at that point.
Yeah,
it's just going to make it stronger.
They're just like, hey, sorry, but it looks like you have cancer and the flu. So good luck.
One of these we could fix maybe a little bit.
Ah, fuck. I got the cancer flu.
Flancer.
Cancer flu.
Flancer!
Flancer!
It's not a good combination.
You guys.
There is hope. If you send TGIF Radio all of your money...
Like, what if you got, like, AIDS and polio at the same time?
PAIDS. Or... Alio. No.
Blades.
Blades!
Pullades. No, that sounds like a medication.
Pullades? Yeah, it kind of does.
Oh yeah, gosh. like
Rolades?
Oh, no, I got polio and AIDS. Like, hey, you better take some Pullades.
Do you have polio and AIDS? Try Pullades. Ding! The new medication for your mutant combination diseases.
And also, if you have polio or AIDS, one without the other, don't take this. You won't like it. You'll fucking die.
Ever since I started taking Polades, my symptoms have decreased by some amount.
Now I can walk, and I can also get out of bed without sneezing all over the place.
I still can't go outside, but that's not my fault. It's the government's fault.
Now when I bleed, it doesn't melt through the floor anymore.
Ooh, that's some like... That's
grody.
that's Polades for you, dude.
That's predator blood, man. Oh, fuck. Wait, does Predator... No, no, no. Predator doesn't have acid blood. That's aliens.
Yeah, that was the aliens.
Does Predator have... They don't have any special they're blood
just
at
like,
all. Real. They're just enhanced by technology.
Pretty much. Yeah. And they're, like, really strong just in general.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. That's... All right. Not as cool as I thought. But shit, can you imagine if a Predator had acid blood? One, he may not ever have the chance to use it because it's really fucking hard to, like, draw
yeah.
blood out of a predator.
But then, like, the alien gets close and, like, bites you all of a sudden. Ah, there goes your mouth.
Yep.
Dude, I need to meet some acid blood.
It's kind of hard to get.
If I get mauled by a wild animal, I'm going to maul that thing right back.
That's a good idea.
A cougar gets too close, I just slit my wrist. Just
oh, shit. Yeah, it would not know what to do with it.
Like, what the fuck?
I've never seen this before. It's time to go. It would just leave.
Yeah, it'd be like, I gotta go. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I severed an artery. I need to get to the hospital immediately. Also, don't touch my blood or you'll die.
Pro tip, just cram some moss in it. Works.
I think I'm gonna cram my fingers before I cram some moss.
It's not gonna do as good a job. Do the moss.
I feel like with my fingers, I can feel for the artery and pinch it off.
Maybe. I don't know what an artery feels like.
I think it feels like... I don't actually know either.
Oh, I thought you were trained in this.
They didn't just, like, hand out arteries for me to pinch.
Why not? You get handed whole frogs in Biology 101. Like, why the hell can't you just feel an artery?
Oh, you know what? I totally have felt arteries. Yeah, when we were doing dissections in biology.
Dissections of what?
Just everything. We did a shark, a frog, and then, like, six other animals I don't remember. Rat.
You didn't tell me you did a shark.
I did a shark. It was a baby shark. It was, like, this big.
That's pretty awesome.
No, it's pretty rad. He's like, all right, next week we're going to be dissecting sharks. And I was like, what the fuck? No one else thought it was funny, but that's showbiz, baby.
You just got to try everything, see what sticks, you know? That's kind of what we're doing.
Dissecting sharks.
That's what we're doing here, really, just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
I gotta
say, the spaghetti today was pretty sticky. Good job, everybody. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Emails things, because you're not been watching too, at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links. For iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements, as we do.
I was going to say how I saw turtles today, but all I can think about is how sticky the spaghetti was.
I'm glad you think this is funny, because you hate spaghetti.
Dude, yeah, not a fan, but...
Stay inside and wash your fucking hands, you animals.
Motherfuckers.
Do it, and don't panic too much. Everything will turn, will recover, and if it doesn't, you will survive this. It's not the end of everything. And we'll still be here.
Yeah, worst case scenario, the government collapses, and then you're on your own.
Worst case scenario, I figure out how to put this show on ham radio, and you can all tune in on a high-frequency band. How about that?
Deal.
We can do it. All right. We'll be back next week, barring complete statewide shutdown or whatever. Well, no, we'll make it work. We can telecommute this shit. We have the technology. Party on, everybody.